So Hartline goes on that NFL AM TV show, and he was asked about the wide receiving corps, specifically if it was the best wide receiving corps in the AFC East. Is the very specific question, is the Dolphins wide receiving corps the best in the AFC East? And we'll play his answer for you in a moment. But I saw people on Twitter today saying, oh, he's giving the Patriots bulletin board material, or, oh, he shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. And I don't know that they actually heard what Hartline said. Again, the question was highly specific. They asked him, do you think the Dolphins have the best wide receiving corps in the AFC East, in the division, the four teams? Here's what he said.
Absolutely, I think we are. I think then you get to add Dustin Keller in there. Lamar Miller's a great back, and then Daniel Thomas, a great back out of the backfield. So the whole passing game, I think, is an advantage of ours. But everyone knows it's kind of a quarterback-ran league. Ryan's making a lot of improvements. And, you know, I know he's looking forward to going head-to-head with these quarterbacks in our division. So, the receiving corps is there. We got some parts in the passing game. Ryan's getting a lot better. We're just looking forward to putting this on the field this coming season. But like everyone knows, we got a lot of work to do from here till September. So it's encouraging, but still a lot of work to put in.
It is a very measured, reasonable, logical, well-thought-out response. That's not bulletin board material. He wasn't taking shots at anybody. He gave credit to everybody who's even, like, tangentially, you know, part of the Dolphin passing attack. And then at the end of it, he goes, and oh, by the way, don't forget, it's a quarterback league. Right. And so, hey, we've got a lot of confidence in Ryan Tannehill, and that's the key component to this entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the rest of the league. I mean, the rest of the division, Troy, and it definitely says when you have guys like Brian Hartline and Mike Wallace and Brandon Gibson on your team, you know, that you have better guys. And, I mean, I'm sorry, look at some of the guys like a Danny Amendola, you know, Julian Edelman, you know. And it is a quarterback league. And you've seen what Tom Brady's been able to do with what people call, you know, lesser talent at wide receiver. But it all really does come down, like Hartline said, to how Ryan Tannehill handles this, because he does have the weapons, you know. And a lot has been said about him this past weekend about, you know, how his last season was as a rookie. And it was a rough season for him. It was a roller coaster ride. So it really does boil down to, you know, what type of season Ryan has. But at the same time, though, you look at our wide receivers on paper, and we definitely, in my opinion, have the best receivers in the AFC East, for sure.
No, and I think you're absolutely right. But what did you expect him to say? Ultimately, you have to have confidence in the guys in your core group, and you have to have confidence in your quarterback. And like he said, Ryan Tannehill is getting better, and he's putting in the time. He's putting in the work. You know, when you amass the kind of talent that we have on this in the receiving core, then you have to be a confident group. And it's not bragful. You're not boasting. You're not giving them bulletin board material. You're just stating what the facts are. And you know, if you ask me the same question, I'm going to tell you the same thing that he said. I'm going to say that we have the best receiving corps in the AFC.
For the people who questioned it, I guess I would ask them, what do you want him to say?
Exactly.
What should he say? Of course he should say that.
We're all right. He's one to say we're all right. You know, we're middle of the pack.
But my whole point is, you know, are you afraid to be great? You know, I mean, you have to have confidence, and that's a guy who has supreme confidence in what they're doing and has a supreme confidence in a group that's been amassed, and that's what I see. I don't see anything different. I expect anybody from any league or any team to say the same thing, that they have the best receiving corps.
Well, you know, there are some teams that have to be realistic about it. They do have to be realistic about their group of receivers or whatever group of, you know, that you're talking about in specific, and whether they're good or not. And it all comes down to results and what your results have been as a group. But this group right here, though, you look at their results, and you know, two out of three that we're talking about weren't even here, and they had, you know, outstanding numbers where they were. So and Brian Hartline had an amazing season last year. So you look at that, you know, they haven't played together yet, but if you look at what they've done so far, their body work in this league, you have to give them. I mean, not only in the AFC East, I think you got to look at them throughout the league as one of the top groups in the league. Period.
Yeah, and again, that's not even what he said. He just said he thinks they're the best in the division, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't want him to say anything else. Somebody from Virginia texted in Twitter. People were being hard on him. He was asked a question. What's he supposed to say? No, the Jets are better. Exactly. It's exactly right. You know, I mean, that's the way I want him to answer that question.
Right.
And again, he didn't just say, "Yeah, we're the best and like bang his chest and walk away. He gave reasons why he thought so. He gave credit to the team. He mentioned how important the quarterback play was and that it's not about the wide receivers. And a little bit later on in the interview, you know, he was asked, you know, they said, hey, you've got all these new weapons coming in. Are you worried about your own individual production maybe going down? Are you worried about maybe catching less passes? And he said, well, I haven't really thought about that, but it's about winning. And he said everything that you would want a guy to say. I just can't understand for the life of me how anybody would criticize anything that came out of Hartline's mouth on that show this morning. I'm not saying every guy says all the right things every time he's in an interview, but today, Brian Hartline said exactly what he should have said.
And you know, this bulletin board material stuff is really overrated. It really is. Yeah. It's overrated. These guys are professional athletes. They're going to get out to play against each other no matter what. They don't need it, and it doesn't do anything for you. You might get a guy a little fired up at the beginning, but it's not. You know, Troy, eventually you got to go out there and you got to play the game. So no matter what, when these guys talk about, well, you know, it's plastered all over the locker room or whatever, it's a bunch of baloney. If guys want to buy into what other guys are talking about, you're already going to go out there and play hard against certain individuals anyways. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't drive most of these guys in the locker room.
I just think that you have to have supreme confidence in your group. Bottom line, and if you don't have that supreme confidence, then you shouldn't be a part of that group.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. What else could you ask for? Martin in the live chat is taking up the side of having a problem with it, and he's being respectful and fine. And I guess I asked Martin, what would you have wanted him to say? And Martin's response was he should have said, we'll see, when asked if the Dolphins have the best wide receiving core in the AFC East. Martin's argument is that show it, don't say it. My rebuttal to that is it's May 13th. He can't go out there and show anybody right now. But he feels good about his team. And I've got no problem with it. He didn't say it in any kind of trashy way. He wasn't, you know, being a junk talker or anything like that. He was just expressing confidence, not even as much in himself as he was in his teammates at both the wide receiver positions, the tight end position, the running back position, and the quarterback position. He made it about his team. And I think that Brian Hartline is going to emerge as a leader on this offense. He's one of the guys that's been around for a few years now, more than most anybody else on the offense, certainly among the skill position players. And this is part of what a leader does. And he rallies his guys, and he talks his guys up. And again, he wasn't in your face. He wasn't banging on the table and saying, we're so much better than anybody else.
Right.
He was asked a direct question, and he answered it honestly. And so often, I think fans and media get upset when players and coaches just have those pre-programmed responses to stuff. And to be fair, sometimes they would have been better off sticking with the pre-programmed response. But when a guy is honest and he gives you his real opinion, I'm all for it, man. And I didn't find it obnoxious at all.
And you know what else, man? Think about this too, Jesse. It's like, we don't know. These guys have been working already together, Troy. You know, he's seen some guys. They've been working together with Tannehill. Tannehill's taking the lead, and these guys have been working out, and they've been doing their thing on their own, you know. So he's seen these guys run. He's seen these guys catch. He's seen these new guys come along and add on to this team. So he's not just saying it just because of the way it looked, Troy. These guys have actually been getting some work in, you know, together. So he knows that, you know, Mike Wallace, as Tannehill says, the fastest guy he's ever seen. He knows Brandon Gibson, as he played against us, has had some of the best hands in the game. We already know what Dustin Keller has done against us, but he's also getting some work in. So these guys are out there getting work in. So he's not just saying it off the cuff because of what it looks like. These guys are actually getting the work in right now.
No, and you're absolutely right. But it's also the excitement of when you're putting in that work and you see what your offense can be. When you plug these guys into your offense, it's like, wow, we're really good. And the more we work on the offseason and the better we get with you know guys learning plays and figuring out their roles, because the main thing about it is everybody has to understand you have your own role and what your role is for this football team, and pretty soon they're going to start getting into that. But when you're out there and you're running routes and you have that camaraderie, you kind of get excited, and that's what I see. I that's what I got from those comments. He's a guy who's excited about his guys, about his core guys. And there's nothing wrong with being confident. There's nothing wrong with anything that he said.
Martin says, you know, what happens if, heaven forbid, we go out and stink it up against the Patriots? Then what? I don't see the connection. I don't. And that's week 8, by the way, the first time you see New England. So if they're having a nice year before, it's just I don't buy that.
Why is it just the other, Patriots?
The though? Other, I don't know. That was just his example. I'm not going to speak for him. But then the other one I'm seeing in the live chat at Dolphins.com is saying, you know, people are like, hey, remember, this is Danny. He said Vince Young made his dream team comment. You know, Sean and Vontae said they were going to be the best tandem. He didn't come out and say anything like that. He was asked a direct question. Do you think you have the best, you know, wide receiving core in the AFC East? It's one of four teams. And he said, yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't put it on equal footing with those two things. But anyway, it is what it is. I don't understand people getting, you know, worked up about it. I like Brian discussing it like that. Let's go out to the phones. Ethan is in New York. Hey, Ethan, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
You know, I'm kind of mixed on the whole hardline thing. I think on one hand, you know, I'm not really a big fan of when people go out and they say things about the team and stuff before the season even starts. You know, it kind of makes me think of like the Jets and how they never shut their mouths about anything. But at the same time, you know, I mean, the question was, you know, who do you think has the, you know, do you think you guys have the best, you know, receiving core in the AFC East? I mean, he's kind of right. I mean, you look at the, you know, the Patriots lost Wes Welker, and then, you know, I'm not really going to give too much credit to the Jets and the Bills receiving core. So, I mean, once you add Mike Wallace and Dustin Keller and Brandon Gibson, I mean, I think the majority of the people out there would actually.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And Ethan, let me ask you the question. You know, you say part of you doesn't like it. And again, I kind of get where you're coming from. But how would you have preferred him, I guess, would be my question to answer. So, you know, if you didn't want him to say, yeah, we do, what would you have wanted him to say?
No, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, I guess it's not even that I have much of a problem with him saying it. It's more of the fact that it's just. Maybe more of a wait and see kind of attitude, but I mean, at the same time, you know, you brought up earlier, you know, what happens if they go out next year and they stink? I mean, we've kind of been seeing that for 10 years now, so I mean, I don't think many of us are going to be like shocked and disappointed if there's some sort of a problem the next year. But I mean, you know, maybe a wait and see attitude, but overall, I mean, I kind of agree with you. I don't think it's too big of a deal.
All right, thanks, Ethan. He's expecting the worst and hoping for the best.
That's terrible.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it, because when you go out and you make the kind of acquisitions that we made in the offseason, and you were as aggressive as we were in a draft, and your team is and you look at your team and your team is better on paper, what do you expect me to say?
Troy, let me ask you this question real quick, Troy. If the Green Bay Packers were asked this question, is Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the league? What are they going to say?
Mm-hmm.
If New Orleans Saints says, is Drew Brees
that's
the best?
Exactly right.
Is Tom Brady the best quarterback? Is Peyton Manning the best? All these guys are going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Even
the guy on the team with the crappy quarterback is probably going to
say my quarterback's pretty good.
Kaepernick's the best guy in San Fran. Yeah. You know, they're going to say that.
But this is my whole point. You know, this team was really aggressive in the offseason, and they got the things that we needed. So, to me, it's just about being confident, and it's about knowing what you have, the kind of talent that you have on your football
team. Let's also talk about how, you know, what Brian said as well. Now, let's not talk about how he said it, and it's also a quarterback league. And we're only as good as our quarterback can be, and our quarterback can only be as good as our line. There's a lot that goes into all them being good. But the wide receiver, that's the third – part of everything, you know, protection, quarterback, then a wide receiver.
And he said that, and he's a wide receiver saying that.
So they're not analyzing anything that he's saying. They're just – people have a problem with the fact that he was confident.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't have a problem with
that. Text from Miami came in about it. He goes, these guys are not programmed robots. They're human beings with emotions and blood pumping in their veins. It's okay to show some feelings and be excited about your team. He didn't say it in an ugly way. He did say they have a lot of work to do. I think that kind of puts it to bed perfectly from the texter. Good stuff. It's an interesting conversation. And, you know, somebody else texted in. It's not like he said anything stupid or dropped F-bombs. That's exactly right. You know, I don't think it's anything. But the interesting thing to me, and the reason I kind of threw it out there as a discussion topic, was I saw Dolphin fans upset about it earlier. And like, okay, if you're a Patriot fan or a Jet fan and you want to be cranky about that, that's fine. I get that. I expect that. But I was a little bit surprised by some of the backlash from the Dolphin fans, because to me, that's exactly what you want that guy to say.
And you know what? They talk about, you know, bulletin board material. We became bulletin board material on that first day of free agency when we started getting these people. They're already looking at us now. We're not that same team that we were, you know, a couple years ago. As soon as we started making some of these signings, we became the team that other teams in this division are looking at anyway. So we can say whatever. They're already looking at us. Exactly.
No, I agree 100%. When you make the kind of moves that you're making, you're no longer one of those teams that's in the dark anymore. You're one of those teams that people now have to pay attention to. I mean, what we did in the offseason, you have to commend what this team, because if we wouldn't have done it, we would be crying about something different. So, hey, you know, Brian Hartline said exactly how he felt.
Yeah.
And he felt like we have the best receiving core, then we do.